and in heaven rewards sexy radio reactive news, please God.
For John Dillinger, and hope he is still alive. Thanksgiving Day, November 28th, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and the passenger pigeons, destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through. Thanks for the KKK, for nigger killing lawmen feeding their notches, for decent church going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for killer queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory AIDS. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes. Thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
a riot in the cell block. Boats are sliding down the phone, mutating sores and spores and shell shock. Virus mother hunts alone, for wearing spacesuits on the subway. Take out pleasures from a screen. You care for something intravenous? Go ahead, I'll plug you in.
An electrifying feeling.
Christ, I need a cigarette, but there's no door etched on this glass. Because these standard regulation suits are cheap, they have no class. Like to ride a horse to Utah, blowing smoke rings 5 miles wide. But they cordoned off the airport, and I cannot get a ride.
Producing or giving origin to. Generation, origination. In a sense, this album is a true genesis in that it signals the beginning of a new identity for Wendy and Bonnie Flower. But in another sense, Genesis is misleading. At 18 and 15, Wendy and Bonnie are not beginners. Like others of their age, they are very much part of the active and unafraid climate of today's youth. Their voices are strong and clear. And in their songs, they say what they want, and what they want is not all fun and games. It is a whole special world that we work to get.
We'll be right back. Oprah rap or no rap?
I love rap. I love.
I did rap. Oprah rap or no rap?
Wenn ich raus in Reihen sieht, denke ich alles nur kein Heim. Wir sind auch innen aus, bleib immer irgendwie raus. Mit anderen verschmelzen, mich in Esswärme wälzen. Nüchtern wegknipsen, ausschalten kann ich nie wirklich aushalten. Weiß nicht, woher die Angst kommt, wegzugriffen, wenn vorankommt. Den anderen nicht auszuweichen, die Hand zu reichen. Millionen von Pop-Ups, ich mein, ich bin der Pop-Ups. Millionen schauen mich an, wollen an mich ran. Da denke ich, alles greasy, sowas löse ich easy. Hau mir was rein, schlag mir den Schädel ein. Ab geht die Post, wer ist hier der Boss? Machst du einen Kurs bei Bob Ross oder machen wir die Sau los? Die Nacht um die Ohren wird schon wieder teuer und das kleine Empfängsfeuer wird zum Ungeheuer!
Yeah. Just get it, motherfucker.
The Irish weren't meant to be prosperous and happy.
Unbelievable. Unemployed.
Those are the facts. Not as good as in French.
Unbelievable.
No matter who
you are. Or surmise from that view. Comprehend.
No matter who you are.
Or perceive.
No matter who you are.
Or surmise.
No matter who you are.
Cunt, I love Ireland.
No matter who you are. Shopkeeper, fisherman, or unemployed.
Cunt.
Comprehend. From that view,
it's a bit Alice in Wonderland,
or perceive from that view,
it's a bit Alice in Wonderland.
Unbelievable.
Unemployed.
Those are the facts. You're in our country. You're bist hier bei uns in unserem Land.
Or surmise.
Benutzt unsere Sprache nicht. Verpiss dich, du Arsch.
No matter who you are, shopkeeper, fisherman, or unemployed.
From that view,
I love Ireland.
Unbelievable.
Those are the facts.
Comprehend.
No matter who you are.
It's a bit Alice in Wonderland.
No matter who you are.
Those are the facts.
Unbelievable.
Unemployed.
But I mean, you know, work, they, child. They get, work, child. Work, child.
They get their flats paid for, and they get their 347 quid, and they get their medical insurance, and they get, you know, they do their...
Who is they? We.
And Berlin is really cheap, you know.
Yeah, Berlin.
You can go to bars and bring your own beer and crack them open with a lighter. You don't even have to buy beer in a bar. You know, you would buy one like just for laughing.
Well, I mean that's not usual. Maybe.
No, I know that's not usual. I'm just talking about my own personal experience.
Yeah, I was just like thinking. Yeah, and
his
journey is
really
cheap.
Keep going to the gym all the time. Oh, just open these beers.
For me, I'm very much of the feeling of you.
I rise today to introduce the Ocular Penetration Restriction Act of 2007, mandating a minimum 5-year prison term for the offense of ocular penetration, commonly known as skull fucking.
Information will
tell you. I don't have to quote statistics for you.
And I think that's
bird.
Very interesting.
Right. What kind of bird should I call
and
you?
In actual fact, what you're listening to now.
We've all heard the stories on the news.
Traveling from
every
the
single day, another grandmother is skull fucked in front of her apartment building by street thugs while her neighbors do nothing. Another small town shop owner blind after being skull fucked by two gang members simultaneously. Another once promising honor roll student who can no longer remember fractions because human ejaculate has damaged his brain.
So in the late 21st century...
And we've all heard the excuse. Skull fucking is a problem, but we just don't have the resources to stop it. Police and prosecutors are busy enough already without having to investigate every time some misguided youth rips out a lady's eyeball and has sexual intercourse with the empty socket. Well, I for one am sick of excuses. I'm sick of skull fucking.
First question probably is not. Is he going to play real fast? But. Is there flying cars? It's a little bit more interesting than that. Do humans still have sex? Yes, humans still have sex. notes from the future. It was in the 2007. The future is very noisy. About 60 years from now, when we're hearing this broadcast, robots working with us in the use of fusion power. Accelerated space development also marked this time with high migrations of human, along with growth trees. And there's no such thing as single-phased acceleration of the Azure solar system. At the same time, an environmental catastrophe was unfolding around, with sea levels forcing a large scale of evacuation patterns. This continues in the process of artificial intelligence. The 2080s saw an explosion in scientific discoveries. The average citizen found themselves increasingly reliant on brain and computer interfaces and other on-person technologies. The male gaze found the sage of women being whores in the bedroom and gourmet chefs in the kitchen have completely turned on their heads. Women are now whores in the kitchen and gourmet chefs in the bedroom.
Get the nigger, get the Jew, get the Polak, get the Wimpy, get the Mexican, get the hippies, and get them all in one big bunch. Sadly, I say we get them all in one big area.
Foreseeable future.
We get them all kind of in one big area.
I hope that one day there will be a
got the hippies, the Mexican, the Indian, the Mickey.
Until that day.
The Jews and the hippies. And the niggas,
many more young
and the slant eyes,
are going to die.
And the waffles, and the greasy slickies,
and I'll have to do this job,
and the blokies,
radio trade world, and again. Interdimensional.
Spanishes.
And again.
All them dark motherfucking Orientals who I go back.
Yes, could you double the things?
All them Korean slant eye flat faces. All them Eskimo round pumpkin eye looking people. You take every goddamn one of them, I say we get them in all in one big damn area. I think you ought to give them. I'd even like to see them, I'd like to see them body fucking
up.
Nah, I'd shit. I'd like for just to be chains and bazookas and grenades free for everybody. I say have a kind of a giveaway program where you just give away chains, knives, ice sticks, straight razors, bottles, brick bats, baseball bats, It's like a government program on them giveaway programs, except this time we don't give away no welfare than that. The niggas don't get no more free welfare. The whiteys don't keep the capitalist thing going no more. Niggas will like that.
Have issued a statement saying that they strongly disapprove of her lifestyle and wild behavior. Herman and Vivian Winehouse said that their great-great-great-great-granddaughters had caused them much heartache, and that they would be having strong words with Miss Winehouse when she crosses over to the other side in just over 2 weeks.
He's gonna come out alive.
The ban on smoking in the aftermath, something for
folks
is exactly 20 an
hour. After
only a century of debate, the Central Council of the
Law
permitted smoking in the aftermath of the citadel. Peter Hennessy is the leader of the constitutional campaign for cigars, cigarettes, cigarillos, and pipes. Well, disappointed by
the pig bats and African-American transplants that got in the South, the goddamn original African-American up to the long-lived motherfucking bastards who get all the goddamn Arab slant-eyed Turkish slink motherfuckers riding the goddamn camels and eating cow dung in days. We get all the Israeli big nose, fat lips, you looking freezer, whip bastard, Jews. Get them all together. Get all them goddamn little Indian motherfuckers that got a damn Bombay little starving, scrawny shit asses that ain't worth a goddamn to the whole culture of the world. All doing is just sitting and having babies and eating goddamn free grains in the United States of America that we had to grow and we send it into them poor, sorry, white fucking nigger bastards. Son of a bitch. I said we get them all together.
And that's the news
Eskimos
on the other
mother.
Side.
I said we get it all going. I said get out of here. give I guns, give I knives, and I shoot. Never goddamn kind of grenade, but you can tank and aircraft motherfucking instructions. I say this free instruction to everybody on karate, sabotage, anarchism, every goddamn thing that could be. I say this free lesson from the time you two on how to do everything that is potentially to kill another person. I believe you know how to kill other person. You gotta know how to kill other body sitting. You gotta know how to blow up cars. You gotta know how to do all that shit. You gotta know a little bit about it. You better know a lot about it if you want to survive. That's the way it should have to be. The only person that survives is the one who goddamn killed other guys. Law of the land. You let it become law of the land.
Oh,
I'll pass it out for him.
How did you die? I was hanged, but apparently I died of natural causes just moments before the actual hanging. So
I'm
supposed to put down natural causes.
I hanged. You don't do anything.
Let it
die.
I did abandon on something.
Because I'm ready for him. And I ain't afraid of
it. That is so interesting.
And I ain't afraid of it. When it comes down to that split second decision of whether you will or whether you won't, I will. And I'll bet you won't. And I'm gonna be one of the ones that live. And you gonna be one of the first ones to die, mama. To die, daddy. Gonna be one of the first ones to die, brother. You ain't ready. You better choose your side. There ain't no middle ground no more. There ain't no diplomatic corps no more. There ain't no pan-determinism no more. Don't fool yourself. You ain't gonna be mediating no gas or something. You ain't ready to. You ain't ready, sis. You in trouble. Cause I'm gonna be one of the ones that live, and you gonna be one of the ones that die. You ain't ready to go, baby. And I think I'm gonna live. I think you gonna die. Cause we joining forces down here. We joining forces down here, and you better be fucking ready. Cause we goddamn sure getting ready. We tired of you nigger bastards. We tired of you Mexican greasy wimp son of a bitches. We tired of you Chinese fucking dog-eating bastards, slant-eyed greaser spies. We tired of you Cuban fucking bastards taking over Miami trying to make it Little Havana. We tired of you goddamn Italian shit-asses in New York City ripping off all the shit, being the wimps. We tired of you goddamn import heroin motherfucking Mexican bastard too. I want to add one more word about the goddamn Mexicans importing all the goddamn heroin and hit our children. We're tired of that crap. We're tired of you big nose money controlling Jews, wimp bastards stealing, lying, cheating pawnbroker owners. We're tired of your pawn shops, you Jew bastards. We're tired of that shit and we ready. We goddamn ready. My advice to you, you better be ready too, baby. Cause we ready and we all ready for you. And we gonna get you. And we got a plan. And I'm gonna be one of the ones that live. And you gonna be one of the first goddamn ones to die. I think I'm gonna get you first. Get you with a goddamn knife. That's the way you wanna go, isn't it? Kind of a knife, right? Huh? I think that's the way you wanna go, isn't it? You wanna go one knife right across your throat. I'ma be one of the ones that live, and you gonna be one of the ones that goddamn fucking die, you nigger, Jew, greaser, wimp, chinko, fucking bastard.
Thank you.
you?
Really? My name's Munchausen too. Where are you from?
Ethiopia, but really I'm German. You know how they say like, Ethiopians are like Germans dipped in chocolate?
Yeah, I heard of that. I'm from Bulgaria.
Yeah, I've been there.
Really? Where did you stay?
I can't remember. I was drunk. I think I was passing through on my way to Olympia to become a riot girl.
Really? I almost opened a gallery there once with Ellen von Unverth.
Yeah, I remember that. But I organised a radical picnic with Kathleen Hanna.
Really? I used to be in Bratmobile.
Really? I was once very briefly in a band called Clock TVA.
Really? I like listening to Karlheinz Munchausen.
Me too. I love Karlheinz Munchausen. I used to like share a flat with him.
Really? I shagged him once.
Really? I used to piss on him every day.
Really? We used to work at Topshop together and steal money from the tills.
Really? I got syphilis once in Topshop.
Really? I had syphilis stage 3.
Really? I had NSU.
Really? I had BPM.
Me too.
Hey, I'm gonna have an exhibition here in 2 weeks.
Really? Well, I'm gonna have a performance here in 3 weeks. I'm gonna throw chairs around and then I'm gonna throw myself around and then I'm gonna cut myself 23 times.
Really? I haven't had a shag in like 23 minutes.
Really? I haven't had a job in like 10 years.
Really? I used to live without electricity for 10 years.
Really? I used to share a squat with Nina Hagen in Camden and she used to make pizza out of dead cats.
Really? I met David Blaine in Coco Desire the other day.
Oh yeah? Well, we used to hang out together in Brazil.
Oh really? My uncle designed the Palace of Dawn in Brasilia.
Really? My uncle designed the anal staircase.
Really? My uncle's cock is like 12 inches long.
Yeah, but my cock is like 14 inches long.
Really? Mine too.
But my cock was once amputated after a motorcycling accident.
Well, I was involved in a plane crash, but David Hasselhoff saved me from the ashes.
Really? Well, I was cremated once.
Really? I was born with only one leg.
Really? You know, I think I fancy you.
Really? So do I.
little ha-ha-ha. And this is what she said to me. Da 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 da. And this is what she said to me. Da 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 bum 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 bum. And that's what she said to me. Walking on the moon, I met a little kitty cat, and this is what
selector.
Thank you.
All men are bastards. 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 All men are. All men are bastards. 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 All men are bastards.
Yeah.
and it's loud, 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 loud. Got nowhere to go.
God, please, God, could see Ava, O, D, O, D, love, O, tape.